This is Jesus in All of the Bible, a spoken gospel podcast. In each episode, we take a quick look at what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in.
The religious leaders accuse Jesus' followers of being ritually unclean because they don't wash their hands according to the tradition of the elders. This isn't a command from the Bible, but from another large body of Jewish teaching. But Jesus says the real problem isn't unclean hands, but impure hearts. Dirt and grime can be swallowed and still leave the body, but sin grows up from a defiled heart. Jesus then travels far north into Gentile territory, where he meets a Canaanite woman. You have to remember, the Canaanites were Israel's constant enemy throughout the Old Testament. The traditions of the Jewish people would have kept Jesus from interacting with this woman, but her courageous faith moves Jesus, and he heals her demon-oppressed daughter. Jesus then repeats what he did in the wilderness among the Jews, but this time among the Gentiles. He heals the sick, and they worship the God of Israel. Jesus then miraculously feeds 4,000 men, as he did before with the 5,000. But the Jewish religious leaders don't understand what Jesus is doing, and they demand a sign. Jesus tells his disciples to beware of their leaven. He warns them to not let the unbelief of the Pharisees and Sadducees spread to them as leaven spreads through dough. Jesus reminds them that they picked up 12 baskets in the wilderness among the Jews and 7 baskets among the Gentiles. The 12 baskets would have reminded the Jews of the 12 tribes, which was a sign that Jesus was bringing salvation to all of Israel. Likewise, the 7 baskets represented a sign of heavenly favor. Jesus was not just saving the Jews with their laws and their traditions, he was saving the entire world, even those who did not know the laws and traditions of the elders. No matter where you come from, Jesus can provide healing and provision for you. He does not perform his miracles or bring his kingdom to a select kind of person, but to all nations and all people. This includes those who are unclean. Whether you have broken the religious traditions you grew up around or the very commands of God found in the Bible, Jesus shows us here that there is forgiveness for anyone who comes to him in faith. Traditions and rule following cannot save you. To think otherwise is to have the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees within you. Only Jesus can save you. And when he does, he will give you a clean heart that will bring about clean actions that heal the world around you. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would open your eyes to see the God who saves unclean people from every nation, and that you would see Jesus as the one who took our uncleanliness so he could provide the bread of his body to anyone who would come to him in faith.
Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible. This podcast is created by Spoken Gospel, and you've been hearing from David Bowden. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit ministry dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. To learn more about our mission and to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.